morning, and welcome to Starting Right. I am Danny Mack, and I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back and relax for the next 5 minutes as I help you start your day by starting right. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Friday Roundup. Today, we're going to take some time just to look back at our week and give you a brief summary of each of our episodes. I hope you enjoy them. It was a lot of fun doing them. After all, this is the week just before Thanksgiving, and we had a couple of episodes that dealt directly with that. So here we go. We're going to begin by looking at Monday. Monday's episode was called Be Thankful. Psalm 106 verse 1 says, "Praise the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever." That day we talked about an article from the book Out of My Mind, written by Terry Todd. And in that article, she talks about five different ways and five different things that we can be thankful for. The first one was, be thankful that you have what you have. You often have a whole lot more than you think you do. Number two was, pick a hero and then thank them for what they've done for you. Number three, this is a weird one, pick what's bugging you and be thankful for it. Be thankful that it's not worse than it is, and be thankful for the lessons that you can learn from it. Number four, who is it around you that's doing something good for someone you love? Thank them. Number five, Terry suggested we list 99 things that we are truly thankful for. And in all of it, we need to remember that all of the blessings that come to us in our lives originate with God. And therefore, we must be most thankful to him for what he has given us, even in the midst of those other things that we've listed. Tuesday was about a new song by Ann Wilson called My Jesus. This song came about in the midst of tragedy. Ann's brother was killed in a car accident. And during that time, God began to speak to her and call her to be a singer. The song My Jesus talks about those trying times in our lives. It says, "Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Well, let me tell you about my Jesus." She goes on to declare that Jesus has the answers, the way. He is the strength and the hope that there is in the midst of all of our circumstances. And the chorus, it's fun. I like it. It's one of those ones that rings through your head for a while. I really enjoy it. I suggest you look it up and listen to it, or go back and listen to the episode on Tuesday. We also have a link there that will take you straight to the song on YouTube and you can hear it. My Jesus by Ann Wilson. Wednesday was a repeat episode for us. The original was titled, Is Your Hut Burning? When we rebroadcast it on Wednesday, we called it, Where Are You, God? Because it's the story of a preacher who got stranded on a desert island. And he blamed God for everything that was going wrong, and he felt that God had completely abandoned him. One day when he was down the beach gathering supplies, he looked up to find that his hut was burning. He ran back to it and realized he'd lost everything, and he was absolutely furious with God for letting this happen. But the next morning, a ship came to rescue him, and the ship came only because it had seen the smoke from the burning hut. It was the very thing that the man was angry at God about that caused him to be rescued. And there are times in our lives where we don't understand how God's working or what he's doing, but he always has it all under control. Romans 8:28 says, "We know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them." Yes, God is working in everything all the time, and he's working to put it together to make sure that it works. It works for you in your life, and it works for God in building his kingdom. Yesterday was another Thanksgiving episode. It was called The Thankful Leper. In Luke chapter 17, we have the story of the 10 lepers who approached Jesus. They called out to him saying, "Master, have pity on us." And verse 14 tells us that when Jesus saw them, he said, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. All 10 of them were healed. But only one came back to thank Jesus. Down in verse 17, Jesus said, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was there no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to the man, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Jesus blessed the man who came back and was thankful. There are so many things in our lives that we can be thankful for. And Thanksgiving is a time where we traditionally want to make sure that we are thankful. We should be very thankful for our families and our homes and our jobs and the things that others do for us and the people that are in our lives. But there's so much more that we need to be thankful for. We need to be thankful to God for who He is and what He's done in our lives. He is our strength. He is our hope. He is our healer. He is our guide. He is our Savior. And we must focus our thanks on the author of all goodness that comes to us, and that is Jesus. I hope you have a great weekend, my friends. For you in Canada, have a great Thanksgiving Day. We will have a Thanksgiving Day episode on Monday, so tune in again. But I hope you have a great weekend. Get to church, celebrate with your family and friends, and have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Thank you for listening today. And I invite you to join me Monday to Friday right here on Starting Right with Danny Mac.